In this episode of the Verbal Processor interview series, we will be talking with Rod Trent from MyITForum.com. This is the first of a two-part interview that took place the last night of MMS 2009 in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay, so I am standing here at MMS 2009. It is the last night of the conference. All we have is tomorrow morning left, and I got Rod Trent with me. So we're going to do one more of these interviews with Rod. And Rod, thank you for submitting to the investigation.
No problem, Jarvis. I appreciate you taking the time to do this.
So just some background. Where are you from originally?
Born and raised and hardly ever left. Well, actually, I've left a lot, but in Ohio. You always tell people that, and they look at you like, what's in Ohio?
What is in Ohio?
Family. That's about it. All my family, my mom, my dad, wife's family. We've had opportunities to move, but family's important. So it just, my parents are getting older, and hers are too. So, you know, we'll definitely be there for quite a while.
Yeah. It's a bummer that Megan was not able to come this year.
It really was.
My IT Forum den mother.
Den mother.
So.
Yeah, well, we have a new baby girl. She's 2 months old.
Mm-hmm. What's her name again?
Eliana.
Eliana,
yeah.
And she's That's a doll exciting.
Baby. She's a doll baby. It is exciting. In fact, you know, we have.
Is this your first daughter?
Second daughter.
Okay, second daughter. Okay.
We have another daughter who's 15.
Okay.
We actually have four kids. Mm-hmm. My oldest is 18. He's graduating this year.
Okay.
And then we have...
That's a spread.
It's a big spread. Then we have another boy
you
who's 9.
You look old enough to have an 18-year-old, dude.
We started early.
Okay.
We were lucky enough to find each other early in life. Some people
When
have,
did you meet?
Where
did you meet? When and where?
It's an interesting story. I'd gone... through the process of trying to eliminate women to figure out who was, you know, marriage material. I had gotten to the point I was old enough where, you know, I was a little bit more responsible, and I kind of knew what I wanted in life, which was the marriage thing, and I kept meeting women who were not marriage material, let's put it that way.
Yes.
So I had just basically given up on women completely, just dating, because I didn't want to date anymore.
Yep.
My best friend was dating a girl named Ingrid, and they came over and tried to be matchmaker and said, because I had told him, you know, I'm not dating
I'm
anymore.
Done.
Yeah, I'm done with this. It's just not worth it. He came over with her one night, his girlfriend Ingrid, and he said, well, you know, Ingrid's got a sister. And I'm like, dude, I'm done.
I'm done.
Yeah. And I said, well, what's her name? And he said, it's Megan. And I said, I've never been out with a Megan before. So they set it up. You know, I'm a pure-blooded boy. So even me swearing off women didn't work very well. So they set it up. We actually went over to meet her one night at the house. And she had no idea that I was coming over, which I didn't find out until later. So... her sister told her that I was coming over probably about 5 minutes before. So she rushed to get ready.
She didn't quite come out with a towel on her head, but close.
Well, I guess she was decent, but no, she rushed to get ready real quick. And then by the time I got there, you know, she was kind of made up. So anyway, she was like doing her taxes or something. So we got there. It was
right in the middle of that W-4 and, oh, shoot, got to go get rid of us.
Yeah. So that was interesting. But we got together that night and kind of had like a little double date at the house and played Pictionary, which is, it's a fun game, but she's not the best artist. So anytime she drew something that looked like a pork chop, that was supposed to be the United States of America. So it was kind of a signal that we had. Pork chop, United States of America. Yeah, but
that's funny.
We got along instantly. Spent all of our time together, almost as much as we could. She was still in high school. After that, we were married.
And you were how old at that point?
You make me think. I was 22.
Okay.
22.
Okay.
Yeah. We got married by the time I was 24, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Had a short.
So you dated, courtship. What, a couple of years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Short courtship, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, when you find the
so
person.
From meeting until engagement was how long?
Oh, I had a ring on her finger by Christmas.
Okay.
So that was probably February, March, something like
okay.
that.
Okay. Okay, so less than a year, and then another year until you're married, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but it was quick, and, you know, just love at first sight type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
People say that all the time, and a lot of people say it doesn't happen, but, you know, I can attest that
it can.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's cool.
You just know when you don't want to live without somebody, you know, mm-hmm. so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so you got four kids. 18.
15, and the girl, mm-hmm. Rachel, and then Eric, he's our 9-year-old.
Okay.
And then Ellie.
I have a 9-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And a 5-month-old son. So,
wow.
So, but, okay, well, how about school? Did you go to college?
Went to college.
Where?
Actually went to a business college.
Okay.
I got out of high school, and I was one of those type of people that had no idea what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I went to a Christian high school, and at that point, they weren't really accredited to the point where I wanted to go to college to be an architect.
Okay.
And I didn't have the qualifications to go. I was going to go to Miami Oxford there in Ohio.
Yep.
So I didn't have the qualifications, so that kind of downed my hopes a little bit.
Hmm.
So I went to a community college, which is Miami University Middletown, which is a branch of Oxford, and went there for a while, and actually took physics and did really well in it. But then after messing around for a while, I ended up going to business college and getting into computers.
Okay.
So that's what I kind of majored in, computer science.
Okay.
Eventually.
Okay.
So
what was your first job?
My first job was working in computer retail sales.
Okay.
So I kind of had a time period there where I was trying to sell computers. And at that point, that was back then when clone computers were the thing.
Right.
You know, not IBM or whoever,
right.
but clone computers. So
yep.
they were pretty easy to sell, but, you know, the sales margin wasn't that
right.
great.
Right.
But I learned a lot about computers during that period of time. And then eventually went to work for a computer rental firm, Rent a Computer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not very original in the name, but...
Oh, that was the name of the
Yes, it was.
All right.
Worked there for a long time and actually learned a lot more about computers. And then I talked to the owner of the company. We opened a service branch of Rent a Computer, which was called Computer Service Now. So
mm-hmm.
I ran that for a long time. Which
a little
was,
bit more creative
yeah,
in name.
Computer Service Now. And it turned out to be a successful venture.
Mm-hmm.
Went from there, ended up leaving there because I got offered a really great job working with Deloitte & Touche at the time. Now they're just called Deloitte, but
right.
Worked there for a long time. And it was an awesome job. Still
doing,
had a lot of friends.
Doing computer stuff or?
Well, computer
or something
stuff.
Something business related.
Yeah, just managing the local office IT there in Cincinnati,
okay.
Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a great job, and we just kind of managed the IT assets there. We and this kind of leads to how I got into this whole systems management
right.
space, because at this point, I didn't know what that was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was more of a hardware guy, more of the operating system, stuff like that.
Right.
So while we were at Deloitte & Touche, we had actually lost a few people as far as staff-wise in the IT. Some funny stories. One guy was actually fired, and it was an interesting story. They made us actually stay home that day because they had no idea whether he was going to go postal or not. He's just one of those type
wow.
of people. Yeah, there's a lot of. He actually used to run the help desk phone, and people would call, and he would get frustrated really easy. And one day and I think this was the nail in the coffin. He told the person on the phone. He said, "If you call about this problem again, I'm going to come down there and stick a bomb under your chair." And we were like,
yeah, that would get you fired.
Yeah, so yeah, he got fired. But anyway, through other happenstances.
Note to anyone else, that type of statement is a career-limiting move.
Yes, it is. Yeah, and I don't know where he's at today, so.
As long as he's not coming after you.
Yeah. And through other happenstance, we lost some other employees. So it was down to myself and my manager.
And, oh, wow.
You know, supporting, forget how many PCs we actually had. We probably had 10 servers and at least 150 PCs, something like that.
And that is a serious workload.
Yes, it is. So what we ended up doing, we had Microsoft licenses already. At that point, it was SMS 1.2. So we found that. We're like, wow, let's install this thing and check it out, get it running. And we did. And two people ran that entire office, you know, managed the assets.
That's cool.
Yeah. So
even 1.2.
1.2. Actually, in some respects, when you look at 2.0 and 1.2, I still prefer 1.2.0 just simply because of that drag and drop feature.
I came into the SMS realm at 2003.
Yeah.
So I never, you know, had to slog through 1.2 and 2.0. Yeah. I just heard stories about it. So.
Yeah. It was, you know, it had its problems. We had a bunch of service packs, but it worked. And it did what we needed to do to be able to kind of save that office almost. So from there, we kind of talked other Deloitte folks into it. Our national office was in Hermitage, Tennessee. That's where the IT, you know, major office that controlled the infrastructure of Deloitte. They're in, I don't know how many countries, but, you know, they had close to 100,000 PCs worldwide. So,
wow.
And they were not managed at that point. Even though they were remote users, yeah, Deloitte was not managed at all.
My gracious, 100,000 unmanaged PCs.
And back then, nobody even thought about it. Nobody thought about it back then. Well, group policy wasn't even a thing.
I guess you're right.
Active Directory was not even a technology.
You just had such limited options back then.
Yeah.
For even considering doing that.
Yeah.
And really, SMS, you know, 1.x was really kind of the first time that Microsoft was really taking that seriously in terms of, you know, could we need to have a way of managing these things.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and, you know, Microsoft, that got me into the systems management space. Not only there at Deloitte, but I was starting to share my stuff online. You know, this is, I don't know, probably 96, 97, something like that. 1996, 97. This is almost 2010. You kind of have, for the young folks that weren't even born then, you kind of have to, yeah. So.
Yeah, I had the experience one time. We were, there was a the ministry I used to work for had this baseball team that was going to be competing in this college league over the summer, and they were needing host families to house these kids.
Yeah.
So we hosted these two baseball players. And, like, the first weekend they were there, I was like, okay, I'm just going to go get some kind of sports movie to watch with them. And I chose the movie Miracle from Disney.
Oh, that's a good movie.
And so we're watching this thing, and it's about the 1980 U.S. hockey team.
Yeah.
You know, the whole gold medal thing. And at about 5 minutes in the movie, I look and I turn to them like, were either of you born in 1980? Nope. 84 and 86.
So. I remember actually watching that on television. I remember that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do.
Yep.
I do.
Yeah,
I
was nine.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm a little bit older. Hard to think about sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird for me as I'm, you know, coming up, you know, approaching 40, you know, and you know, it's just it's kind of weird. You know, I'll say this: 50 looks younger every day.
Yeah, it really does.
You know, 50 used to be a bunch of old codgers anymore. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so you went from the whole where I thought I'd heard at some point that you were a consultant at one point. Is that an ugly rumor? Or
I've been a consultant several times.
Okay,
yeah. I had a business of my own and for a while, and I actually worked for a couple other consulting firms. I'll leave unnamed at this point.
Yes.
I mean, that there's no bridges burned, but,
right. You
know, you'd still recognize their name.
So, right.
You know, but they're good companies to work for. It's just consulting's not my favorite thing to do.
Right.
It's a
special
spot. Well, and primarily because at Deloitte, there was that level of politics.
Right.
But from the IT perspective at Deloitte, it's a partnership. So if you can get a partner on your side, who believes in what you're talking about, they could just mandate, you know.
It's just done.
Yeah. But in consulting, when you go to a bunch of different countries who have, I mean, companies who have politics that are so diverse and so different, it's just really hard for me to, I don't know, sometimes deal with that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some companies do it right, in my opinion, and some companies, you know, have work to do. So
yeah,
the consulting gig is just, it's a little
wasn't for you.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay, so when, so like 96, 97, you were at Deloitte.
Right.
And then 99 is when you started MyIT4.
It's actually 98, I believe.
98, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was 99.
Well, and it wasn't MyIT4 at that point. MyIT4 actually started in 2001 with the help of Altiris.
Okay.
98, it was a section of a site called Swink.com, SWINK.com.
I think I heard of that.
Stephen Weinkoop owned the site, and it was a, for that time, it was kind of a radical idea to have community and support online through articles and websites and stuff. And back then, even web-based forums wasn't even heard of. It was still NNTP and, you know, the news groups and stuff like that. So it was kind of, like I said, it was kind of radical vision, radical thing to do. And we took the back office products, and at that time, SMS, you know, wasn't even on the radar for anybody.
Right.
But we did Exchange and scripting, and there was a person that was actually involved in each level, Mitch Tulloch, whom you probably recognize.
What's the name?
He's written the Microsoft Encyclopedia, or what, Networking Encyclopedia. He's written several revisions. I've known him forever. Lives in Canada. He ran the Exchange portion, and Darwin Sonoy was on there a lot. The Windows Installer Trainer, I've known him forever. And there are a few others that I can't remember. We had other sections, but Steve Weinkoop asked me, since, you know, I posted a lot online and answered people's questions, if I would run the SMS portion. It was SMS 1.2, and then, you know, of course, 2.0 came along eventually. So this is basically how it all started for me with the online world, is Steven said, okay, if you do this, I'll buy you a book a month, you know, a book off Amazon or something.
Interesting.
So it all started with a free book. And that was it.
That's funny.
It was hilarious. But at the time, you know, where I was in life and our family, we were brand new, stuff like that. I thought it was the most incredible thing. This guy,
he's going to give me a book.
He's going to give me a free book a month.
And all I got to do is do what I'm already doing anyway.
Yeah. The wife is like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. You know.
That's funny.
That's hilarious.
That's hysterical.
And that's how all the online stuff started. But at that point, Microsoft hardly even supported their own product. You could not get real good Microsoft support on SMS 1.2.
Mm-hmm.
So that portion of the Swank.com site grew phenomenally. Traffic was incredible because we provided a need that just was not there.
Right.
And it was a way for all these people that were actually trying to use this product in their companies to come together and say, hey, somebody else is using this. Hey, look, there's a solution, you know?
Right. I mean, which continues to this day.
Yeah.
You know, it really, really does.
Thank you for listening in. This concludes part one of the verbal processor interview with Rod Trent. Be sure to check back for part two, where you will hear Rod say,
but it took those circumstances to wake me up. And I thank God every day that he did. You know, just wake me from a stupor, basically.